2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If you have it, say amen.
Amen. All right.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm going to read it again just because it's a good one. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, there's the condition. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. The words new creature have just been on my heart for a number of weeks now, days, I guess, and weeks. And we know this chapter, of course, it starts out Paul giving us a great hope of a day that's coming, and also gives us a glimpse of what heaven will be like, and a quoted scripture as well, where we find in this chapter, we're to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And that answers a lot of questions for a lot of people, that one line right there, because people say, well, what happens if we die? If you're a child of God, if you're absent from this body, you're present with the Lord.
Amen.
And really, that should suffice. Because we know that John, when he spoke of the new heaven, is not the heaven that's there now. There's a new place coming. And Paul gives us that hope. But then there's a condition that goes with that hope, and that condition is this, that we have to be in Christ. And the reason why we are in Christ is because that Jesus died for all. And when he died for all and we accepted his salvation, the one that he paid for on the cross of Calvary, then because of that, because we've been saved, because we are in Christ, there is a wonderful thing that is attached to that. And that is we become a new creature. A new creature in Christ Jesus. That word creature in the Greek actually means creation. So if we look at it that way, he says, if you be in Christ, he or she, talking about mankind, is a new creation. Old things passed away, behold, all things have become new. And my mind began to work about being a new creation. And I've alluded to this in the past, but just alluded to it, but never really dove in to the research that I dove into and found some very interesting things. You know, when people are looking for a new life, say they have a shady past and they're looking for a new life, they are able to enter what we like to call witness protection. And in that witness protection, I just thought it was pretty simple. I mean, you know, you get a new life, get a new name, new identity, woo, you know. But there's a lot more to it. There's a process that goes into becoming and being placed in witness protection. And as I began, Bub, to look over this the last few weeks, my heart began to be blessed because I find a lot of similarities in becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus, a new creation. I want you to notice, first of all, the entrance into witness protection, the witness into entrance protection. The reason why people enter into witness protection or they want a new life is simply this. There's a lot of reasons why, but it boils down to this summary, that their lives are in danger and there is someone out to steal, kill, and destroy them. And in fact, they have an enemy. And the reason why they want a new life is because the enemy wants something from them that they have. And the main thing that most people have that their enemy doesn't like is information. And the information is simply this, it's truth. And so some of y'all better hop on, it's going through real quick. There's a lot of information to pass down tonight. But the reason why they enter and they want a new life is because they have the truth on their enemy, and their enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy them. Kind of sounds like the enemy of our soul. Listen, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, principalities. We have an enemy, and the number one enemy of our soul is Satan. And you know why? He wants to to steal, kill, and destroy, because we have information on him. We have the truth, and the truth is this: he is a liar and the father of lies. Hallelujah. He comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ, we have victory. And if you want to get away from your enemy, the only way to do it is become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The entrance. And I also found something interesting as well. There are three organizations that make up the Witness Protection Program. And I found out we also have three organizations that make up this salvation. The Bible says in 1 John 5:7, there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God gave it. Thank God Jesus bought it and the Holy Spirit wrought it. Aren't you thankful for the Trinity? Aren't you thankful for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit? Because it took all three to grant us the greatest gift of all, and that is the gift of salvation. Somebody say amen right there. I found this to be true as well. When they enter into witness protection, almost all of them, in fact, 95% of them are already guilty of crimes. They are already guilty. That's why they want a new life, because they're guilty. And, you know, they have to admit that they are guilty before they can even enter into witness protection. Doesn't the Bible tell us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? Every single one of us tonight, you are guilty. You are guilty, you are guilty. Sin has been imputed, or it has been passed down since the dawn of man, since they sinned in the garden, since Satan sinned in heaven and was cast out of heaven. And when Adam and sin in the garden, sin has been passed down from generation to generation. And when you come to that saving knowledge, you acknowledge that you're guilty. But thank God, aren't you? Thankful that when we acknowledge our guilt, there's also a remedy for our guilt. There's a remedy for our sin. And although we all have sin, thank God, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. And also, the entrance into witness protection is 100% voluntary. They will give you all the information, but you have to make the choice to enter. So listen, it's up to you tonight. Who do you choose? Do you choose life or do you choose death? Hey, he sets life and death in front of you, and the option is you. It's total voluntary. He don't make you get saved. He sure makes you wish you were saved, but he don't make you get saved. He will pour the convicting power of the Holy Spirit down. He will show you what you can be. He will show you what you are. But thank God, it's up to you to make the choice whether to serve God or not. We have a free will to choose. That's the entrance into witness protection, but notice your existence. Your existence. Once you enter into this new life, here's what I found to be very, very interesting. The old life as you know it, the old life that you had, your old life that is in the past, it is wiped out as if you never existed. Every piece of documentation with your name, your social security number, everything to remind you of your past is gone. Anybody else hear what I'm saying tonight? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Your sin, when you come to Christ, everything about you in your past, hallelujah, it's been wiped away. The slate has been wiped clean. And listen, I think we've got a big word for it. Oh yeah, it's called justified. It's just as if you never sinned in the first place. Aren't you glad tonight for the Holy Ghost of God? Thank God that cleanses us from all sin. Our past is wiped away just as if you have never, ever sinned. Philippians 3:13 tells us, forgetting those things which are behind, we press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. See, the great thing about Mark up here, he shared with us what his past is. But now that he's in Christ, what he used to be ain't what he is. And listen, and what he is ain't what he's going to be. Hallelujah. In fact, you realize that they even give you a brand new family. If anybody has to tell them, Brian's feeling pretty good right now. They give you a brand new family. They wipe out your family tree, Tom, and give you a brand new family tree. It takes a while, Mark, for you to get used to them. In fact, they go through schooling. They go through classes just to learn who their family was. Some of you better hop on. This is good stuff right here. I'm talking about being a new creation in Christ Jesus. Thank God we get a brand new family when we are in Christ. Hallelujah. Check this out. When you get into the witness protection and your existence, your old life has passed away, but also notice this, before you get your permanent residence or your new home, they take you to a safe house. In fact, they called it Cal a sanctuary. My land, this is good, isn't it? Before you get to your brand new home, there's a place you can go to get away from the world and from the enemy. It's called a sanctuary. Woo! Lord and God, aren't you thankful tonight? We've got a place that we can go. Glory to God. Amen. Bless you, Josh. Hallelujah. Woo! It's a sanctuary. It's a safe house. And when you get to that safe house, go ahead, Josh. I got all got some time. Amen. You hold on, rest of he's going right here in a minute. When you get to the safe house, guess what happens? You are assigned personal security detail that stays with you the rest of your life. That means there's someone that is always with you until you go home. Glory to God. Aren't you thankful that when we got saved, we got the Holy Spirit that permanently resides with us? Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad you've got somebody with you? Glory to God. I have somebody with me to share my heavy load. I feel his presence near me every day. And although trouble overtakes me along life's weary road, I have somebody with me all the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And what they do is when they are assigned to you, they closely monitor you. And here's what they said. You may not see them, but that doesn't mean they're not there. Glory to God. I've never seen the Holy Spirit, but I sure have felt him. I feel him right now. I don't know if you feel him, but I do. I don't know what he looks like, but I know what he feels like. And I've seen the evidence. I'm thankful that he's closely monitoring my situation. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about him that fear him and keep him. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Ooh, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. For 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Woo! Thank God there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the dragon, the young lion and the adder shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. Thank God I will answer him and call him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Aren't you glad he's with us? Woo! Glory to God.
Woo!
First thing the officer does is he sets you down and he says, I got to give you a new name. And what they do is they actually will go to that safe house and they will practice on their new name. They got to practice their new life. They got to get the information down. They've got, you understand where I'm coming from? They got to get the information. They got to find out what their new family is all about. They talk to them and say, what do we have in store? And the one that's with them will tell them what's coming up down the road. He tells you your plans. He tells you and leads you and guides you. Every step you go, he's always there to lead. And so you practice, you practice, you practice getting used to your new name. Guess what? The house of God is a perfect place to come and practice our brand new name. The word of God is where we can go to practice and find out what our new life is all about. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, once you move out of the safe house, then you got a new home to go to. And when you go to your new home, guess what happens? The one that's been assigned to you never leaves you. He's always around. But listen to this. Every need you have will be supplied. You get a salary. You get brand new documentation. You get a new Social Security card. You get a new birth certificate. Oh, glory to God. Some of you better hop on. You get a new, you get counseling because, see, people have a rough time getting used to their new life. It's not all roses and sunshine, you know. They said, in fact, the first 2-3 months, it's kind of the hardest of the whole process because they're trying to get used to their new way of life. Because they got to forget about where they were at before. And get used to who they are now. And so that they offer a lot of counseling to people to try to get them through rough times. Aren't you glad we got a place we can go? Hallelujah, while we're trying to be a new creature. I don't understand it all, but thank God we have each other. We've got the great counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, that when it gets rough, thank God we know where we can go. And sinner friend, you'll find that the first 2 or 3 months of your new Christian life, even though they'll be the highest mountains you've ever been on, will be some of the lowest valleys. Because that's when Satan will fight you your hardest, because you're trying to get used to where you came from and where you are now. But may I remind you, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. You can get through it. Every need is supplied. Think about this as well. Even though he's not around you because he stays in that region, if you ever get in trouble, you got a special phone with an emergency number. And listen to this. He's always available 24/7. Anytime you run into trouble, all you got to do is pick the phone up and give him a call. And he'll be right there to hear and answer. Aren't you glad he never leaves us? He never forsakes us. There's been times in the dead of night when I've had nowhere to go. But thank God I called on him. And guess what? He answered. He's always available. Every step of the way, every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Hallelujah. Bless God, I needed him. I've needed him this week. Have you needed him? Amen. He supplied every need, met every need. Monday night, I never get to do sometimes extracurricular stuff, so had an opportunity, and Jason Purcell, he's a referee, and he's been blessed this year to do really well, and he's got a state game this year with the girls, and so I haven't been able to watch him this year, and I thought, you know, he's going to be up at Athens. I'm going to go up and watch him. So I went up and watched him. Did a terrible job, by the way. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. He knows I'm kidding. He wouldn't be up there if he did a terrible job. So anyway, we got out and went in the parking lot. It was up in Athens. Got up, started to roll out of the parking lot, and all of a sudden I heard a pop, like I hit something. But I know it didn't hit anything. And so lights came on the truck. And said service power steering. I thought, well, there goes my power steering. So, you know, I did what every good man will do. I pulled over and opened the hood and looked at it and stared at it. I actually got on YouTube to find out where the power steering pump was to see if there's any fluid leaking. That was pretty smart, actually, wasn't it, Justin? I did right there. So I first call Justin. He's always available. So I called him. I said, hey, I don't know what's going on. He said, well, I don't know either. And I mean, you know, he's here. I'm there. So I called Jason. They had just left, got down the road just a few miles, came back. And I said, man, I don't know what's going on. I'm still looking at the same spot. Don't know what I'm looking at. But, man, it runs great, sounds great, but when I turned the wheel, just like it had hydraulics in it. I thought, well, I'll fit in pretty well up here at Athens. Some of you college kids know what I'm talking about there. So so anyway, Jason knows a lot more about it than I do. So he looks under it and had a tie rod that broke. And so first reaction was, man, really? And so, you know, man, I'm going to open up a permanent bay at M&M Auto Repair. I'm going to buy Miles and Justin my own personal bay just to haul our vehicles in. It seems like they're there every week. So I just got it back from a wreck and getting that all, you know, it's been a couple months ago. So here this thing broke. And so I'm like, man. So, you know, call roadside assistance. Everything towed it from Athens to Justin's place, got it fixed. I get it, drive it home tonight. Praise the Lord, right? But I'm still mad. Then the Holy Spirit really quickly reminded me, I just drove our pastor to North Carolina in the Cherokee National Forest, 900 miles. Didn't have a menace problem. I'm telling you, Jimmy Hoffa's body is buried in the Cherokee National Forest. And if that thing would have popped, you would have never saw your pastors again. I promise you that. I'm not even lying. Am I lying? I'm telling you, they never found us. The Holy Spirit reminded me. I could have been out on 32, no one around, nowhere around, no cell phone service. I could have been a lot of different places, but not at OU Athens parking lot. And I had someone there to be able to take me home. Yeah. So thank God he reminds us that he's always with us and he works all things out for our good. So really quickly, my attitude changed. And as Tim Buckle taught this morning, I am blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah, we're blessed beyond measure because we have someone. All we got to do is call on him, and he's there. Hallelujah. Well, I got to move on. Just give me a couple more minutes. The entrance, the existence. But listen to me very, very closely. The exit out of the Witness Protection Program. 18,900 people have been members of Witness Protection in the United States. Would you believe? Now, this is just, I got statistics to prove it. I got the sources to prove it. Not one person that has stayed in witness protection has ever been harmed or murdered. Don't believe all the movies. But Cal, 30 people have voluntarily left. All 30 have been murdered or perished. Oh, because you know you can voluntarily leave at any time. Now think about that. God loves us with an everlasting love. And I don't know of one person that has ever been under his care, that has ever been harmed, has ever been mistreated, that has ever been not taken care of. But I can take you, Marty, to dozens of people that have voluntarily walked away. And the enemy got them. Not all stories are that way. Some of them have returned. But I can tell you there's a lot more that the enemy gets that we'll never ever see again, because they chose to walk away. See, because what you do when you're out from under that, you expose yourself to the old life. And see, where we go wrong is we think we can make it without his care. We're so full of pride that we think we can walk out from under his shadow and we can make it on a daily basis. Well, I'll go back just a little bit to what I used to be, because it surely won't cause me any harm. If God's delivered you, don't even get so close that you can smell it. He's delivered you that for a purpose. And don't ever think that by exposing yourself, the enemy can't get you. My advice to you is to stay in his care. Oh, I got to tell you this. That line, that direct line, it's a secure line. I just was blessed all over. They're able to contact some family members, trusted family members that know a little bit about what's going on, but they're able to contact them from time to time on a secure line. Say, Brian, what does that have to do with us? I don't know what you believe in it. I really don't care what you believe. I know this to be true. I've known some people that have took that secure line and made some contact with folks from the other side. I'm not talking Ouija board or talking to spirits, no. Our very own Doris Evans, before she passed, had a conversation with Calvin in the throne room. She said, Cal, did you know Jimmy got saved? See, because Jimmy got saved after Calvin had passed. And Calvin, and I probably won't get this story all right, but this is the gist of it. Oh, yeah, Doris, we know. I know, because everybody that gets saved, they call their family members around and they announce it. She had a conversation on a secure line. Folks, that's only privileges that we can have if we're in Christ. So I'm going to ask you, you have a choice. Life, death. Do you choose new life? Would you like to become a new creature, a new creation? You can. God's got a protection program. And I promise you, you'll be in his care if you choose to stay with him.